भगवद्गीता 4.13 चातुर्वर्ण्यं मया सृष्टं गुणकर्म विभागशः तस्य कर्तारमपि मां विद्यकर्तारमव्ययम्। चातुर्वर्ण्यं मया सृष्टं गुणकर्म विभागशः। चातुर्वर्ण्यम् इज फोर वर्णास। मया सृष्टं, कृष्णा इज सेइंग आई हैव सृष्ट क्रिएटेड देम। Gunakarma, according to quality and activity or work. Vibhagashaha, this division is made. Tasya kartaram, I am the doer of that. Apimam, although I do this, vidhi akartaram avyayam. Know that I am the non-doer, being imperishable, being unchangeable. This verse is usually used to talk about how the caste system in India is a perversion, is a distortion of the original Varnashram, which was based on guna and karma, not on birth. So as often said, birthright made the right wrong. Birthright, the idea that by birth somebody can become a Brahmana, or one gets into a particular Varna directly, simply by birth, that idea made the right, the Varnashram is the right form of social division, but it made it all wrong. So, Krishna is saying here, it is a natural division. There are two significant words. Krishna is saying that is Srishtam, Maya Srishtam, it is made by me. Made by me means that whatever is made by God, we often call it as natural. That's what exists in nature. And so Krishna is saying this is a natural division. What does a natural division mean? That means these, rather than seeing this as caste, you can see this more as the divisions. We can see this more as four human types. Four types of people who are existing in society and who are working for the purpose of uplifting society in various ways. Uplifting means not necessarily in a spiritual, but even at a material level, things tend to go down, things tend to get degraded. And the way to avoid degradation, how to avoid disorder, is to have people functioning in an orderly way. And Varnashram involves engaging people according to their natures. So this Gunakarma Vibhagasha means people with Brahminical interest, people with Brahminical qualities and activities are given Brahminical engagement. So it's a natural division of labor, wherein whatever a person is good at, that person is given the ability to do the opportunity to do that activity. So the system of that, the principle of Varnashram and caste system itself is a big subject. We will not go into that. Suffice it to say that it is a very orderly social division, which is not at all, which is whose center is not discrimination but cooperation. The worst way to cooperate is there are A and B. Two people have to cooperate, and A is forced to do what he or she doesn't like to do, and B is forced to do what he or she doesn't like to do. And then both of them are told, "Just do it." They will be miserable in cooperating. But if A and B have to cooperate, and if A is given an opportunity to do what A likes to do, and B is given the opportunity to do what B likes to do, and then both of them are told, "You do these two roles, and then you get together, you can cooperate and work." That is the most effective way, joyful way to cooperate. So Varnashram does that. It engages the whole society to cooperate by engaging people according to their natural strengths. Now, the important part in this verse, or in the Gita's flow, the second half of this verse, which is rarely emphasized or quoted also, is what is important. Tasya kartaram api mam vidhi akartaram avyayam. Although I am the doer, know me to be the non-doer. What is going on here? Krishna is saying that some people are engaged, have the Brahminical nature, some people may have Kshatriya nature, others may have Vaishya nature, like that. Different people may have different natures. But when they have such natures, what is it that makes them act in their particular ways? It is their own nature. But who places them in that nature? It is not that Krishna has discriminated, and because Krishna likes some people, so he has made them Brahmanas. Others he doesn't like, so he has made them Shudras. No. They are placed in different positions according to their karma. According to what they desire, according to the way they have acted in their past, the kind of karmic credits they have got. Accordingly, they are given a position in society. So, Krishna is the kartaram and akartaram, both. He is the kartaram in the sense that nothing happens without his action. But at the same time, he is the akartaram in the sense that his action is simply in reciprocation to people's actions. His action is not because of discrimination, it is because of reciprocation. So, we could say that a judge sentences a particular person to freedom and another person to jail. The judge is not the doer. The judge is simply giving the just sentence to different people. So what sends a person to jail and another to out of the jail is their own actions. Similarly, so the judge is at one level a doer because the judge just gives a sentence. Okay, this is to be done. This is the sentence. The judge just pass a sentence. But another level, the judge is not passing the sentence because the judge is not doing that based on any personal agenda or based on any discrimination. The judge is doing it because that's what the person deserves. So when we understand this basic point that Krishna is disinterested, he is not partial. He simply does whatever is the best for people involved over there, and by that he enables them to move onwards in their life. So in this way he is able to keep moving on. He is a doer and yet the non-doer. So if you look at the context of what is going on here, earlier in 4.11 Krishna has said that all people are on my path. So then the question may come up that what about those who worship the demigods? Are they on your path? Krishna will explain in the 7th chapter how even the demigod worshippers are also on his path because they are worshipping his representatives. The demigods are his representatives who are empowered by Krishna. But at this stage Krishna says, yes, they are on my path, but they are not directly coming to me because they have the desire for quick results. Then the next question may come up here, is which is answered in this verse, is that if all people are on your path, then why are there all these different varnas? And then there are different duties based on varnashram. So what is the reason for all these different duties? So Krishna says the people following varnashram are also on my path because they are in a system which is created by me. And that system is meant ultimately for their gradual spiritual elevation. So how that happens is through the systematic growth in devotion. So people may do their varnashram, but if they are guided by a spiritual guide, if they know the ultimate purpose of scripture, then they will do their varnashram duties, but do it for the satisfaction of the absolute truth. Samsiddhir hritoshinam. For the satisfaction of Hari, they will do their varnashram duties, and by that they will be able to, from wherever they are, move onwards towards liberation. So that is the speciality of varnashram. That from wherever a person may be, that person can get elevated and ultimately liberated. So this verse essentially has two points, therefore, to conclude. Firstly, that it's a natural division of the labor, varnashram, which is created by God impartially according to qualities and activities of people, and
It is all this, the structure is created by God, and although ultimately whoever goes wherever in that structure, in that is also determined by God. But why they go there is not determined by God, it is by their own karma. So in that sense, Krishna is the doer and yet the non-doer. And that way, Krishna is simply reciprocating with different people according to the actions that they have done in the past, and he reciprocates even within the structure of Varnashram with people according to the way they choose to act. Thank you.